What up, what up, what up? It's your girl Morgan. Welcome to Morgan's podcast, Freedom Fun Show. Before I start, I would like to congratulate Melissa Taft on winning the t-shirt autographed by me. DM me on Twitter to claim your prize. Today we will be talking about a novel named The Bluest Eye, written by Toni Morrison. Before we get started, we will give a brief summary of what The Bluest Eye is all about. So this novel is about a young African-American girl named Pecola who desperately wants blue eyes because she says it will make her feel beautiful and make her fit in. So she befriends the McTeer family. The young ones, Claudia and Frida McTeer, aid Pecola in this journey as she changes from a child into an adolescent. I would say the most controversial part of the story is Pecola's father sexually assaulting her. And that may not be the center part of the story, but the story leads up to that, and eventually at the end of the story, Pecola loses her mind as a result of the trauma of this assault. Throughout the story, we get themes of racism, gender roles, societal standards, and many others that we will later discuss. We also get to hear the tragic backstories about Coley, Pecola's father, Pecola herself, Pecola's mother, her brother, and in all reality, it is a work of fiction. The story was intended to mirror the suffering of many people whose stories are not heard. With all of this being said, let's get right into it. This was a fantastic book to read because it breaks barriers of what we usually do in an English classroom. Reading Toni Morrison's work presented a new perspective. She's an author who breaks conventions and breaks molds. This was a good choice because not only is she a fantastic writer, but she presented me with a challenge. Her distinct word choice and figurative language challenged me. There are very mature topics within the novel, but as an AP student, I loved the work. The novel really opens our eyes to realize that these communities we think we know about are really much different. Next, we will discuss themes throughout the story. One of these very important themes is the witness at the standard of beauty. The Bluest Eye provides an extended depiction of the ways in which internalized white beauty standards deform the lives of Black girls and women. There are many examples of this scattered throughout the novel, some including the white baby doll that is given to Claudia, similar to Shirley Temple. Claudia looks at this doll like a role model of hers. She believes it is the beauty that she has always wished that she had. Another good example is the white beauty in movies. Pecola's favorite movie is about a white woman, and it's all about her life, and Pecola's mother has always looked at it and basically compared herself to that woman, and that has also rubbed off on Pecola. Pecola believes that her skin tone will never be as good as a white woman. A white woman has everything to Pecola. Towards the beginning of the story, a lighter-skinned girl named Maureen comes into the novel, and she is praised for her lighter skin and beauty. This is also a good example of the witness at the standard of beauty. These girls believe that if you have dark black skin, you are ugly, and you are bullied for their, quote, ugliness. And if you didn't have light skin or white skin, you were basically just considered ugly. And I think this is a very controversial topic throughout the story because maybe even in society today, but I know back then, black women were taken for granted. They believed that they were ugly. They believed that they should be white. They believed that they should act how white women do. And I think that is just so wrong. Throughout the story, Pecola takes herself for granted. She believes that she's not good enough. And Toni Morrison really shows this throughout this theme. Another reoccurring theme is race and racism. Unlike typical portrayals of racism involving hatred between whites and blacks, The Bluest Eye primarily explores the issue of racism between people of color. There are few white characters, yet racism remains the center of the work. The characters often put each other on a spectrum of, quote, whiteness, as mentioned in the last theme. A person's whiteness may be associated with virtue, cleanliness, and value, whereas being black is associated with immorality, dirtiness, and worthlessness. Internalizing these ideas of race led to self-hatred among characters such as Pecola and her mother. The theme of race and self-hatred climax when Pecola is raped by her father. It is really interesting to think that in this story, instead of regular racism going on between whites and blacks, there's racism between people of actually the same color. These people were comparing each other through their qualities of, quote, whiteness again. If you had a clean house, new clothes, better family, you were considered better than other black people. And I think this really affects Pecola and her family throughout the story. Pecola develops this idea that she's not good enough, and she creates a lot of self-hatred for herself and her mother as well. We will now dive into some literary elements that are often mentioned throughout the story. So one very important element that is mentioned is symbolism. There are many different examples of symbolism throughout the story, but one being houses. So homes indicate socioeconomic status in the novel. They also symbolize the emotional situations and values of the characters who inhabit them. So, for example, the Breedlove apartment is miserable and decrepit, suffering from Mrs. Breedlove's preference for her employer's home over her own and symbolizing the misery of the Breedlove family overall. So the Breedlove family is kind of poor, and their apartment is dreary and not as good as they want it to be. And Mrs. Breedlove works for an employer, and she loves her home. It's perfectly furnished, and it's kind of her dream home. So the home that they really live in is basically a symbol of the misery that her family goes through and how miserable she really is with her own family and her own home. Another example of symbolism in the story is the McTeer house. It's drafty and dark, but is carefully tended by Mrs. McTeer, and according to Claudia, is filled with love, symbolizing the family's comparative cohesion. So although the house is drafty and dark, the house itself doesn't define the family. The family is very close-knit and they're very loving. So even though the house is drafty and dark, it still symbolizes that the family is, they're one. They all love each other. We will now go over imagery, which is also a very important literary element throughout the story. So in a quote from Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eye on page 68 reads, "Beating the air, a winged but grounded bird, intention on the blue void it could not reach, could not even see, but which filled the valleys of the mind." Through this quote, Morrison is suggesting that the ability to fly represents freedom, social mobility, and provides imagery of Pecola struggling hopelessly to reach this goal. Morrison claims that Pecola has wings, alluding to the fact that people should be able to reach the American dream and freedom, yet African Americans are unable to do so. So Pecola has this idea that she wants to be white, she wants to be successful, she doesn't want to be like the rest of her family, she doesn't want to serve other people, she wants to be her own person. And I think this imagery is very important because it gives us that image in our head that Morrison is trying to tell us that Pecola is struggling with her life, and she's struggling to find that dream and freedom that most people are allowed to get, but she is never offered that. I would now like to thank all of my listeners for listening to my podcast today, and just saying that The Bluest Eye, written by Toni Morrison, was a great read. It really challenged me. The word choice and the figurative language was really tough for me at first, but getting through the book and understanding what she was trying to say, the message is very powerful and super strong, and I recommend it to anybody who feels very strongly about any of these topics and want to learn more about African Americans and kind of their community.